welcome to the 21st episode of Press X and Start.
Oh, hey, it's Cam.
21. It's a podcast. Press X is a weekly podcast where we discuss gaming news, reviews, and all things video gaming, and some intersectional culture. This week, your hosts are all of us. We're back.
It's been a minute since it's been the four of us.
Boy, if you don't.
Cameron Williams, Avery, want to say what's up?
Yeah, Charm, I'm sure.
DJ, you got something to say?
Do I have something to say? I have a lot to say. You'll find out in the next hour of this pop. I hope it's an hour long.
I hope so, too.
I just timed this. Well, all right.
And Marcus, what's up, boy?
What's good, man?
Usually, so I'm starting to believe this theory that Marcus and I are the
and
same
Cameron,
person.
By the way.
Yeah.
Because we're never on the podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
So
it's like that theory of like, are they the same person? I don't know. I never see them in the same room.
Like Bow Wow and Lil Mama?
No.
Because you've never seen them at the same time?
You know what? You right.
No. As a reminder, Bow Wow and Lil Mama are the same person. But all podcasts can be found on Podbean at pressxstart.podbean.com and iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Press X to start. See, you gotta come back with a bang.
Yeah, you got to.
There you go.
Also, if you want to join the conversation,
Bow came back with bangs when he became Little Mama.
Because his lip gloss is popping. Follow us on Twitter at Press and Facebook and Instagram at Press X, the number 2, start. Also, I like this input into the script. Be a dear. Be a sweetheart.
Oh, for God, I did that.
Give us a rating and a review on iTunes. Every little bit helps. We want to know how well we're doing, what we could be doing differently, and we just want to hear back from you, the listener.
With your help, we can save the world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, baby. Rate the podcast.
And we can go back in time and say Bow Wow and Little Mama. Once again, they are the same person. But we are all different people, and with different people, we've been playing different games.
Oh, his
Segways.
Oh, all right.
I gotta
so you've been in the hyperbolic time chamber training your Segway game. All right, I see how it is.
His hair long and blonde now.
Sensu beans.
So, Marcus, you want to get us out the way? What you been playing, bro?
Yeah,
because I remember last podcast, you was like, I don't play no games.
Yeah,
I don't play no games.
See, last podcast, last week, I had a rough couple of weeks, so I hadn't really had the time to.
Yeah.
I had a lot to do this week as well, but I played some WWE 2K17.
Ooh. Is it actually good? Because before they were like...
The biggest problem with the WWE game since they moved to 2K from THQ is they moved away from arcade-style playing. They're trying to make the games a bit more, like, realistic and kind of
like
feel more... Yeah, exactly. And that's been a very... It depends on who you ask.
Right.
Because, like, I'm so used to... I've been playing WWE games, like, since, you know, SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Shut Your Mouth and, like, you know... Yeah,
know your role.
Exactly.
Pretty much everything that was named after The Rock saying.
Exactly, absolutely. And so I'm so used to that playing style that I played for so long. So this simulation style is a bit... is a learning curve to it. The graphics are great. It's got, I mean, I'll tell you this much, like, WWE games have some of the deepest character creation that you're going to get, you know, especially because it's linked to the online community, so various players from around the world will put up their stuff, like, whether it be logos that they've put on. Yeah, and so that's really cool. But, I mean, the game itself is fine, you know, it's just... I don't get that same feel that I have from the other games.
Right.
You know, like, I might not even get this year's just because it's like, until they start returning certain things, and then also because WWE, one of the biggest things about it was the creative suite, and one of the biggest aspects of that, especially if you're playing a wrestling game, is being able to customize your own entrance. You know, like, you come out and you have your own song playing, and because, you know, on PlayStation 3...
Wait, you can do this in... And
yeah, you that's something you've always been able to do. But
right.
The problem is, on PlayStation 3, you could upload your own music.
Oh,
and so you
yeah.
could come out to, like, I could come out to, like, Kanye West. And
ooh,
it wouldn't be a thing that anybody would say. Exactly.
Yo, that would have been lit, bro.
It's
with power?
Exactly.
Oh, my nigga.
But
oh.
because of PlayStation 4 and, like, their, you know, like, alliance with, like, Spotify and stuff like that, you can't do that anymore. And so now you have to use like some of the stuff,
generic
music, and it's just not the same. It doesn't feel the same anymore, and you don't feel as in control of your character. And so it's kind of,
you lose the connection.
Exactly. And I don't think it's something that's ever going to return either, because PlayStation 4 is not about to let you put your own music.
Yeah, especially in this current climate too. That's not
exactly.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because you can put music on your PlayStation.
Well, yeah, but you can't.
So I think less of a PS4 thing and more of a 2K.
There's a license issue.
Licensing thing.
You're right.
Then this game is multi-platform. You probably would have the exact same problem on Xbox.
Yeah, it's a licensing thing, because they now have like people making music specifically for, you know, these games, the 2K games.
Right.
And so instead of letting you put your music in, they have like, you know, songs by Diddy and this random rock band like that. And it's just not the same. It's really kind of upsetting.
But I would think, like, for example, if we're talking about PlayStation 4, I mean, I know this is a cross-platform game, but I would think if the PlayStation 4, you had the Spotify integration, why wouldn't you just integrate the Spotify into
commercials?
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
I mean, the problem would be that you would have to have the game company talk to Sony, to Spotify, and that whole like connecting thing, then you'd have to create some kind of system where Spotify works in game.
Yeah, exactly. It's and there could be connectivity issues there, and then on top of that,
what you could do is you can just play Spotify.
You got to get creative.
Get no music and just play Spotify.
It's time like, to that. And it's annoying, but in this case, you got to kind of get creative, where like you play the music from your laptop, turn the sound off.
Yeah.
But and then also like there's also this issue of, even if you linked it up with Spotify, there's certain artists that just aren't on Spotify.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's just...
you want to walk down to Taylor Swift and they ain't got her album on
exactly,
there?
Man. Like, I got to
shake it off, bro.
Exactly, bro. But yeah. Yo, so that's what I was playing this week.
So, Avery, you've been playing everything.
What about this week?
Oh, I saw last night you were playing Valkyria.
Yeah, I'm still playing that.
Have your feelings changed about it? Because I remember you said it sucked.
It got worse. I'm at the point where I'm not watching any of the cutscenes. I'm really just skipping, so I have no context for the very interesting story that they were trying to tell.
This is like a complete 180 from last time.
Right.
The game's RPG systems have gotten me enough. Like, first of all, I'm starting to see the Dynasty Warriors comparisons now in more earnestness as I've played more and more of the game.
Yeah.
However, I'm not a person who had a problem with Dynasty Warriors.
Really?
No, I like those games. They're just not my favorite.
Because even like Hyrule.
I realize I've lost.
Hyrule Warriors is great. My only problem with Dynasty Warriors is I don't give a shit about throwing into the Three Kingdoms. You can only do that story so many times.
Yeah.
Also, it's just like there's only but so much. I remember enjoying the games from a fear primal stance when I was younger.
Fun and a mindless thing. That's where I've gotten to the point of this game where I'm just in a loop where I play a level. One thing it has over the original Valkyria Chronicles, where original Valkyria, you can replay missions. That's all you can do.
Right.
But there's no extra stuff to do in the game. Here, there's like at least 3 or 4 extra missions outside of the main mission you're given at any time. So I just go back, I grind those extra missions, get magic, use that magic to upgrade my weapons and go forward and forward. Like right now, I think I'm ahead of the curve in the game, and I think the game systems are starting to get harder and harder. They introduced a system called the Valkyria system, where the game has a day and night system, and if you're playing in the day, it's everything's fine, but at night, a Valkyria will show up, and she will one-shot your entire team, like, with the quickness. So
like
it's like
Final Fantasy.
Sort of.
15.
Sort of. So, like, you have to...
Man,
There's a time clock. There's a time clock when you're running a mission. Because if you fuck up, the mission will get super hard. You have to avoid this character who can hit you from across the map.
So,
good lord,
what is there a way to beat that? Like,
you can fight her, and like she's beatable. But like when you're trying to beat the mission and then fight this person, you're still trying to get like an S ranking and all that. So like, I'm enjoying the mindlessness of the game at this point. I listen to podcasts and watch other things I'm playing, because the game at this point I've grinded my characters to a point where, like, the difficulty spike get hit, I've overcome that hump, and it's now back to the reputation of the RPG system.
Gotcha.
So, are you going to platinum it?
No. Well, no.
Then, last time I was on the podcast, you made the reference to...
Yeah, still like more than Mass Effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Damn.
Well, like for me, like it's this game is janky and had a lot of weird issues, but there's so far no technical flaw I can see in it beyond gameplay decisions that I saw in Mass Effect.
I also think another problem is when it comes down to brass tacks, Avery just didn't enjoy Mass Effect. So
yeah.
At no point in the game did I just turn invisible for an hour and a half.
Exactly. So like,
sure, the characters are fucking
continuing
clearly,
to.
There's no draw distance. This character is a sprite coming at me until it comes into my area. That's because it's a fucking Vita game that's on PS4.
Yeah,
I think that's the big thing about this.
What are we talking about?
Valkyrie Revolution. It's a Vita game that's on PS4.
Boy, anyway, what have you been playing? Are you here?
Right?
I look like an extra from Step Up 2.
Right?
There you go. I've just been playing Ratchet and Clank.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I enjoy it. I don't really got much to say, but I haven't beaten it yet. I'm just still enjoying it.
Okay.
Having a good time. Put a little Overwatch here and there, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Overwatch, what you been playing, Cam?
Huh? XCOM 2. So. I last podcast, episode 19, I told Avery I was going to jump
or
back.
Was it 9?
No, it was 19.
How long have you been gone from?
Damn, I got shady as hell. So I told Avery I was going to jump back in XCOM 2 to kind of get myself ready for the possible DLC. And I realized how much I like this game. The load screens got better if you're just starting a new map. But if you hit restart, like in the event that people die, they're just as terrible as they were. Which
would
is
you suggest
sad.
Me jumping onto that game?
No, it's turn-based.
No. I actually, okay. I like real-time strategy.
Yeah.
I
would.
Yeah.
I'm about to put you guys, so you can make characters too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I'm going to make you guys into the game.
Okay.
Right now it's just
and
like
I
other
friends.
Actually, yeah, that's another thing I was going to ask you.
Okay.
You want to be a sniper.
Yeah.
What about you, Avery?
I'd like to be an engineer.
Okay. Which ones? Support or like combat drone?
Combat drones.
I don't know anything about XCOM.
So there's a ranger who like goes
around. Gotta be a ranger and have that stupid sword.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So then I can be a power ranger.
Someone make him trendy or killer.
Oh, my characters were dressed up like Power Rangers. Like,
oh, really?
You can
yeah.
The color of their armor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, I got the best armor and I just put them in stupid colors. And while you can't give them helmets, they're pretty much my Power Rangers.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I only use like 6 characters.
Yes.
So, other than that, I did do a little bit of Overwatch.
Uh-huh. Without your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, maybe your work friends.
So work friend was on
son
the yo, I was like trying to go invisible, but then the work friend hit me up and then DJ like joined our group.
Yeah.
DJ was like, hey, who you playing with?
Right.
I know,
right?
Yep. DJ
and jaded wife. He's like, so couldn't help but notice.
So right. This is Susan from work.
Right?
I just think it's funny how.
Right, exactly. I think it's funny. So I was like, okay.
So who you been running matches with, like, well, character-wise? Like,
So I've been playing a lot more Capture Flag because I'm trying to get those them loot boxes for the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
So I've been switching it up to Torbjorn. That's
mm-hmm.
his name, right?
Yeah.
Torbjorn.
I can't say it.
Turbin. Turbin.
Just because I like the turret. I like his... his character now, I realized, can do some things I like with Mei, which was like the shotgun,
yeah.
like icicle thing, but he has his own that I like better.
Right.
So I've been switching with him. I've been trying to play with Ana,
yeah.
But I just realized I suck with her. So let's stop that. But
yeah, so like I've noticed like you have to, it's sort of like you have to change your breathing style to play with different characters.
Yeah.
So like the offensive characters, you're like, okay, I'm in this, I'm high energy. But like playing like, for example, Hanzo.
You gotta steady your breathing.
Yeah, you have to pull back, be like, I don't need to be over there fighting people. I should be back here like
right.
hitting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be good at Hanzo so bad, but I'm ass.
I got some stuff about that.
Okay.
That's for a later podcast.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's out the way. Avery.
Hit us with some gaming news.
Right, bruh. Gaming news.
Yes, I will.
Okay. So, in gaming news, speaking of Overwatch, Esports is a thing that I don't care about.
I love esports, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Cameron.
I'm still getting into it.
I will super get into Major League Overwatch, and the what this is turning out to be sounds...
Is Major League Overwatch.
Major League Overwatch. Like teams and cities sponsored by real owners.
Like billionaires.
Real money in real arenas and possibly on real television.
That sounds like
playing Overwatch.
I cannot
That sounds like a story from an anime or like a cartoon show.
I cannot wait until my brother is watching ESPN and Overwatch comes, and I can look at him and be like, hey, guess what? That game's on TV, on your ESPN.
Hey, turn on ESPN so I can fucking watch that up.
All right.
Anna definitely just owned May.
Right? So, like, how do you guys feel about Overwatch getting this really big push above all other games? As this
10 out of 10, completely down with it. Awesome.
I'm not surprised. I mean, like, if games like...
StarCraft
and League of Legends and stuff like that can get that much of a following, and just with the way that Overwatch blew up, like in terms of just the zeitgeist of gaming is so on Overwatch.
Right. Not only did it blow up, it maintained that
top it's got tier. A huge following,
right?
So, and just with the way that the game has longevity, the way they can just keep adding new characters, and good lord, that's a big dog. Sorry, and you know, you could just keep whole time that was Lassie.
Yeah, okay.
But it the way that it can keep expanding and everything, I'm not surprised by it, and I think it's pretty cool.
Okay, so,
I just wish that we're all collectively good enough to.
But
we're not.
No, the only thing
we're over the hump. We are too old to be professional gamers.
But so here's the only question I have about it. I'm excited about it. I talk about this all the time. My YouTube is literally full of Evo.
Yeah.
The only question is, Overwatch has that like exclusive deal with Twitch.
Yes.
Now with this Major League, this idea of this Major League Overwatch and trying to cast this wide net to get this broader audience, what does that mean? What do you think that might mean for their deal with Twitch? Like.
I feel like Twitch.
Everyone's going to be on Twitch. That's
I feel like.
Be.
I don't. But the
I
thing
feel
is,
like
I don't
there's
going
to be two
people.
Different audiences. You've got the mainstream audience who isn't a Twitch fan, watching on whatever network they sell it to.
Right.
Don't think Twitch
like
is going to have a problem
TV.
With it. On TV. And then if it has to be on the internet,
true.
It's going to be
on
Twitch. Twitch.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be on TV, there's going to be a Twitch banner somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, there are 10 teams so far in the league. I think there's a 20 million buy in.
Woo!
For a franchise. So it's one of those things where, like,
wow.
There are deep pockets in Overwatch Major League.
Good lord.
Can you, like, what?
What the
now
hell's
I'm
wrong with
real
us?
Mad that we can't be in this shit, bro.
Well, okay, so there's a New York team, there's a Boston team. Boston team is owned by the owner of the Patriots.
Jesus Christ!
To the racist.
Right?
Hey.
There's a San Francisco.
Make Overwatch great again.
There's an L.
Go Pats.
There's an
LA. Beckin' Pats.
There's an LA team, there's a Miami team, there's an Orlando team, there's a Shanghai team, and there's a Seoul team.
The Miami team is owned by Pitbull.
Or Diddy.
Mr. Worldwide.
Or Flo Rida.
You mean Florida?
Sorry.
And so it's one of those things where they're doing this. It's Major League, but it's a worldwide Major League.
Yeah,
not just
it's
US
bigger than Major League.
So, like, you can start seeing teams eventually in Ireland or South Africa or Brazil or
Brazil.
England.
Yo, that's gonna be so crazy.
It's like it's immediate. The minute they made it city based, the minute I got super interested in it because the minute it got to, I'm not rooting for players.
Right.
I'm rooting for a goddamn team.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't sit there and watch the Redskins lose season after season. Because I cared about RG3. Because I cared about the Redskins as a team, and they didn't change that name. Anyway.
Washington Slurs.
Man, that is crazy. Like,
20 million, bro.
That 20 million buy-in, bro. Oh, my God.
I would love to see where this goes in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Just see, like, did it really take off?
Like, they're going to be, like, people trading players and, like, you know.
Yes.
So, an interesting thing.
There's going to be
Overwatch draft.
There's going to be Overwatch draft,
But, fun, interesting you mentioned that, Marcus, because I remember seeing an article on Kotaku.
Uh-huh. Good job.
Yeah, right, I know. I was looking for your validation. About how, like, Evo coaching is becoming, like, this new industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was realizing too when I was looking at like when I was watching some Injustice videos, mm-hmm. and I was seeing how like they have the rules around coaching and people come up, and I'm thinking like, what does this mean? Like, you have your draft, you have these coaches like so and so. Like,
they basically they had a fucking like I've been so hyped for the major league.
There's like a Overwatch combine, like yeah, like where they're like testing people's prospects.
We're going for training.
Alright?
I'll see you in a few months, Mom.
Wow, bruh. Like, that's everything. I'm so mad at my life.
My only problem with this is that the longevity of a major league game player is much shorter than a major league actor.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like...
That's cool.
But I'm gonna say this.
Fresh blood coming.
And this is the first time that I will ever say something like this. I was born at the wrong time, bruh.
Like, yeah, right, yeah.
I was born too early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because... We could have cleaned up if we were...
Seriously.
Also, like, y'all realize that in, like, within the next 5 years, we're going to be, like, there's going to be, like, a show like Ballers, but it's going to be about, like, professional gamers.
You mean Ballers, Elizabeth Warren's favorite show?
Exactly. It's going to be about a bunch of, like, gamers who are, like, out here. It's like going to be, like, Silicon Valley, but with douchebags. Well...
Yeah,
so
exactly. Also, yeah. Is the best in terms of putting your foot forward in terms of shooters, mm-hmm. in terms of being esport, because it's a super inclusive, super diverse thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, while it's a dumb shooter and vibes and all that, it has a message that's beyond war.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Yeah, they couldn't do an esports version of Call of Duty.
It was better than Counter-Strike.
Also because there's a bunch of...
They keep doing Counter-Strike, so this is different.
Yeah, and then another thing I'm super interested in...
Another
thing I'm super interested in, how they're going to do mascots.
Oh,
yeah. Like, are they going to take the characters as the mascots? Because I think the Boston team is immediately... the Boston team is clearly... Well, no, it's hometown. It's hometown pride. Like, your mascot's going to be Diva. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're the Boston team, your mascot's going to be Soldier 76, aka your Patriot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, I feel like all the American teams are going to be Soldier 76.
I'll be your daddy,
right? McCree
for Texas.
Reyes.
Sombra's gonna be Miami.
Sombra's little Texas.
Yeah. So okay, my counter to this, actually, I heard this from another podcast. It made a really good point. Is the fact that this game, although we are inundated with Overwatch and how it works, it might not play too well to a casual audience because it is a lot harder to get a grasp of what's actually going on.
Well, it's very
so
fast.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah. So, like, you're following... So basically, if Blizzard released a spectator mode, I think that would really help.
I think they do have a spectator mode.
Do they?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Or, I mean, technically,
well, you can.
No. Spectator mode is within character.
Oh.
I mean, a free cam.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I got
so just so there can be, like, that overhead cam that's following.
No, I agree. Because,
I'm pretty sure Blizzard's smart as
the
dude.
I can say, like when we were watching the EA conference, and we were watching the Star Wars Battlefield, or Front, and... We were sitting there kind of confused by everything.
Right,
like,
right.
What the? Why? So I could see how...
Right. So it's basically like watching a football game, but behind the quarterback's back.
Hmm.
It's like you only follow that quarterback, but you're not following the running back.
It's interesting because that's an interesting point about how sports work. It's like you follow the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have a big, wide-open shot, but you're following the ball.
Right.
How does that work in Overwatch?
Yeah.
Like following the objective, what happens about little skirmishes that happen around the
exactly.
objective.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
So, I mean, it might just be like, yeah, I don't know.
And that's going to raise the stocks of getting play of the game, bro. Like, when get play of the game from then on and you're a national Overwatch player, man, you're going to have, like, MVP of the league
can
and all
you
that
imagine,
stuff.
Like,
yeah, that's dope.
A full team res or something of mercy.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Right.
So I'm glad I got in on this game.
News. Jason Schreier is very sad to tell you that he has delayed Ni No Kuni 2.
Well, who cares about that game?
I wish you took a picture of that stone face. Yeah.
Oh. You're still salty, Cam?
Looking like Catherine at the social network right now.
I am pissed.
Are you pissed that the game is delayed or are you pissed at the game?
At the game. So, three podcasts when we were listing off our games we were excited for, I was like, oh, Mom's excited. And then you guys broke my heart and you said it's not going to be like Pokemon. And then I was like, oh.
No, I thought I was more excited because it wasn't going to be like Pokemon.
And yeah, and I was heartbroken. Then I watched some gameplay of it, which DJ, I showed DJ.
Yep.
And it made me even less excited for this game.
They've made some pretty, quote-unquote, interesting choices in terms of how magic works now. And it's not the best choices. It's not the best choices at all.
Yeah. And then especially, like, so they took out the Pokemon, but they create these little, like, fuzzy things at the bottom. But their whole thing is supposed to either amplify a spell that you're already doing.
It kind of reminds me of Pikmin. Pikmin?
Yeah, exactly.
Pikmin.
But then the still core of the gameplay is relying on the characters to actually do the attacks. And so it's like, why have this? Might as well just take those little fuzzy things out and just do a regular, just action-based RPG game. And the reason why, even though, like, regardless of how we feel about the Pokemon part, where it felt really, really grindy, they had personality, and they added personality to the actual game. It did. Whatever. We can disagree there.
And I feel like that was a system.
In regards to that,
I feel like that's a system that they could actually work on improving.
Yes.
And making it better. It doesn't, like.
They threw the baby out the bat. They threw the
baby with the bathwater.
Yes.
There you go.
In regards to that personality comment, for me, because none of those Pokemon, for lack of a better term, were actually characters in the game, and, like, they weren't. Outside of Drippy and maybe that first one you get. They're not really in cutscenes, they're not really helping you drive the story, they're just there for the gameplay parts. And their designs weren't very, for me, very interesting beyond these just Hayao Miyazaki designs.
Right, like, I feel like every character that joins your team had their own unique one. And, like, that unique one interacted with them. And then the other ones that you kind of
like,
took
this
out
is,
later
this
on.
Is like, if you're, this is like a Digimon situation where it's just, like, them and their Pokemon and them, like, interacting and things like, I can't do this, but I have my Pokemon, like, if they're doing that, I understand, DJ, I'm trying to project. If they're trying to do that, I'm like, oh, these are more, I would be more into the Pokemon aspect of it. But it wasn't. It just felt like a poor version of Pokemon that didn't really interest me more.
But so here's what I'll say about even okay.
No wait, okay.
Going deep in the Pokemon.
Wait, yeah,
we'll go ahead.
I think we're going off.
Yeah,
off.
We're talking about
the
delay.
Yeah.
No, not even the delay. But the problem that Cameron had with this new system is the fact that the way magic works is these little Pikmin form like circles.
Yeah.
You have to run over to the circle, stand in the circle, you do a button prompt, and then fire magic. So basically, the magic is removed control wise from the player. Onto these circles. So there's a possibility that if you are fighting a monster, you might miss a circle and miss a potential use of magic attack.
Versus before in the original game, you can just magic whenever
right, you were controlling all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
I'll judge when I actually play.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an interesting choice. I think it's a very different... I don't think that's ever been done before. But I think I think
there's a reason for that.
Right. I think innovation might be confused with a good idea.
Well, Level 5's never been an innovative studio.
True.
They've never been innovative.
What else did they make?
They made those White Knight Chronicles games. They made... They made the Yo-Kai Watch game, which is the better version of Pokemon than what Ni No Kuni was. I think I want to say they made the Professor Layton games as well.
Oh, really?
They made Rogue Galaxy.
Whoa! Don't you dare get on this podcast and disrespect
Rogue
Galaxy.
Rogue Galaxy is a great game, but it's a very derivative action game. It's basically Star Wars.
Wait, Rogue Cam, I believe. Rogue Galaxy. I'm confusing with Rogue Legacy.
It's not Rogue Legacy.
Okay.
It's Rogue Galaxy.
On PlayStation 2. It's a PlayStation 2 game.
You can play on PS4. They also made the Dark Cloud games. Dark Cloud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dark Cloud 2.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it, man.
So
Dark
they're
Cloud
not
2.
Innovative?
No, they're not innovative.
Those are old games, Cameron. I'm talking about the games they made in the last 5 years.
But you said they're not a relatively innovative studio. And
yes,
said,
I said relatively to preface that. They're not moving the needle in terms of game design.
They aren't changing the guard.
Okay, well, my only criticism, whatever. They delayed it. I don't care. I'll pick it up when it comes out.
I'm picking it up. I'm still super jacked for the game.
I'll get it when it comes on sale for like $20. And my thing was like... I get the issue with late game where it became really, really grindy and you can find ways to kind of cheat the system, which I did. That's how I beat the game. But I feel like rather than... Yeah, I know. There's a way to improve the Pokemon system to give it more personality. Also, I'm not a big fan of the main character. Just,
yeah, make them Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't... that's my thing. I'm like... are they trying to make... the thing with the main character, like, are they trying to make him a girl? Like, I don't know the story behind that.
She's androgynous. He or she's androgynous.
But they could have a problem with the kid.
But my thing is, like, you could have just made a girl character.
Instead of making it androgynous like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good point. I didn't beat the first Nino Kuni. Like, I enjoyed it.
Well, I beat the main game.
Yeah.
There's supposedly some end game content.
Really? Like, I enjoyed it, but I just lost my infatuation with it.
Like, my infatuation in that game was entirely in the Ghibli art style, of it. I like the sort of the spell puzzle solving kind of stuff.
Right.
But in terms of it being like a super interesting game to me, beyond that, it's just an RPG.
Meh.
Yeah, that's kind of where I feel.
Which is why I'm excited for the 2, because it still has the art style it has. And taking it in a, especially when I'm at a point now in terms of games now, where I'm like, okay, I like this more
right.
than what they were doing previous. Okay. But let's move on. So, another thing. So, the Oculus, when the VR war started, we had 4 contenders.
Mm-hmm.
We had the HTC Vive,
yeah.
which
okay.
was like
$1 million.
$600 plus $1,000 PC. And plus, you had to have
close
a conference room
basically.
To get it to work. Then you had the Oculus Rift, which was about $500 plus a $1,000 PC.
Yeah, good. Pretty much the same PC as the Vive.
Then you had the PlayStation 4. No, so you had the PSVR, which was $300 plus a $400 PS4.
Yeah.
Which even at that point was left with about $250.
About $300.
So, like, it was the most economical. You had the Samsung VR thing to put on your phone, and, like, those are okay.
Yeah.
You're forgetting another one.
What?
HoloLens.
It's augmented reality, and Microsoft hasn't brought that out.
Boy.
In the consumer process. And so the question in terms of VR was, and Sony clearly won that war, because if you look at just the sheer numbers of the VR sales, Sony has most of the market share.
I feel like Sony's the only one that's released their numbers. Has Oculus released their numbers?
Yeah. No one else has released their numbers
right.
but Sony, but someone did some cursory look at the metadata of sales, and it said certain people had certain market shares, and then we see how much Sony has sold.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, this is how much everyone else has.
Okay.
And
okay.
it's not good.
Yeah.
We're going to have a episode dedicated to VR later, so we can probably talk in more detail about this.
Yeah.
But I think in response to this Oculus, which was the front runner in this entire thing, everyone was super excited for Oculus, is they're planning on releasing a sort of $200 bundle for the Oculus.
Hmm.
So
would it be like when you say like a $200 bundle, does that mean like a less premium version of
okay, so this it's very confusing because there are three.
So wait, I'm sorry. Is this so I heard different.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There's like
okay.
I've heard three different SKUs for Oculus. There's going to be a price cut for the current Oculus, about $200.
And there was a previous sale that was $300.
Yeah. And then, so I think it's going to be, going forward, the Oculus Rift is going to be somewhere between $300 and $400, which
right.
makes it more palatable, but you still need that PC to run it. Then they're working on what apparently is a $200 cheap on-the-go Oculus, where it's...
Interesting.
You can just put it on, it doesn't have a lot of fancy wires, you don't need a super powerful PC, super economical. I think it's
really.
I think it's more designed for the VR applications that are absent of gaming.
Interesting.
And then the other thing I've heard
on the Oculus.
And then
boy, if you don't.
Another thing I've heard. This is the most interesting. They're working on a version of the Oculus Rift that you do not need to plug into a computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like Bluetooth?
No. The entire tech runs off the Oculus.
Oh, so it's on your head. Okay, well, that's going to be in the next 10 years, because that's going to just be a giant thing that's on your head. Welcome neck problems. Welcome.
Probably it's going to be a backpack and a head thing.
Okay.
Even cooler.
Yeah.
Psych.
Right.
Backpacks are cool.
You walk down Skid
Row. Now with headgear.
You walk down Skid Row, get your shit jacked.
Right.
Some
hey, cuz. Give me that little head.
Hey, what you doing with that headgear, cuz?
Oh, man.
Someone's gonna get hit by a car walking around with the Oculus Rift on.
Bink!
I'm in the game.
Feels so real.
I need a health pack.
Yeah, what's next?
Okay, so in other news, we talked earlier about the production of the 3DS and like why Nintendo is still pushing it, even though they had the Switch, and the Switch is supposed to be its successor. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have stopped worldwide production on the new Nintendo 3DS.
Moment of silence.
The new one? Mm-hmm. Like the 3DS XL?
Well, that's the interesting thing.
The new Nintendo 3DS is a console in itself. It's called the new Nintendo 3DS.
Oh.
And so what appears is going on, and this to the detriment of certain Switch evangelists, is that no, they're still going to be pushing the 3DS. It still sells games. It still pushes units.
Right.
They're just allowing it a slower death than they wanted to have because they're trying to make money.
Right.
So they're keeping it on life support, but it's for them.
Yeah. So the new Nintendo 3DS have apparently stopped production worldwide.
Wow.
But you can still get the 3DS XL, the 2DS, those are still in production. For going forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. In developing the Switch, and knowing that you're going to create this handheld, like, whatever.
The 2DS, you mean?
Well, no, the Nintendo Switch, if you're going to do this handheld thing, why couldn't... Never mind, it sounds stupid already.
Okay, finish it off.
finish your stupidity.
Right.
I was going to say, why couldn't you just, like, create it in a way that takes, like, 3DS games or 2DS games.
You mean, like, how the original DS was designed that, like, you could put Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, so I could play, like, Breath of the Wild and Pokemon.
Well, the problem is, all those 3DS
games. Or just sell those games
for
electronic.
Or dual screen games. And the Switch cannot do dual screen games.
Right.
Okay. Good point. By the way, speaking of Switch, remember you said you're going to let me borrow yours? I want to play Pokemon.
First of all, I don't have a Switch as of yet.
Not Switch, a 3DS.
I'm sure I can find somewhere a 3DS somewhere in YouTube.
He's just swimming in 3DSs.
God damn, this nigga rich.
No, 3DS. I had a lot of spoken like that.
He really did.
Okay, and so our last story is DJ probably has more breath of this than I am. The Crackdown debacle.
Crackdown 3.
What up, Jordan?
How's the game?
Yeah.
It's all DC. All right.
I said your name directly.
Just recently, Crackdown 3 footage was released, and this was actually footage from E3. It has a different commentary on it, and it's basically just gameplay footage of the game. Gameplay footage of the game. And a lot of people are not happy with this because the game does not look representative of the amount of time it took to develop. So... a lot of people, you know, being the internet, are voicing their concerns.
As you do.
Very angrily. And a lot of people are just not happy with what's going on. And this is... Not to say that I told you so, but...
You totally called it.
This game should not have been positioned with Microsoft or Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Xbox One X, right?
Yeah.
Just call it the Scorpio.
XOX.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, it's just... It's really unfortunate for the people who was really down for this game. Jordan being one of them. Like...
Well, that was all he had to be down for. They wouldn't talk about anything else.
That's true, too. But, like...
I didn't know this many people were still hyped for that game. I mean...
Crackdown is still a...
At least...
Crackdown was Microsoft's Mirror's Edge.
The only Crackdown that I ever played was that Hulk game. You know which one I'm talking about.
Was that title Crackdown?
No, it wasn't, but it basically was a Crackdown game.
So it's just, I mean, it sucks because they don't need this negative press.
Yeah.
But they kind of did it to themselves by not being transparent about the game. And Microsoft kind of put this on the studio for the fact that they position the game with Xbox One X, and it's just, it's not, that should never happen. That was just a bad business move.
Sometimes you gotta take them L's.
Yeah, I guess. They also didn't have another game to, like, show.
So then, here's the question. They've already lost Scalebound.
Yeah.
Crackdown fails. Or if it does. Or, you know...
It's just getting negative.
Crackdown ain't looking good.
I'm betting Crackdown is going to sell modestly. It's not going to set the world on fire.
No, of course not.
Has Crackdown ever set the world on fire?
In game?
One. Crackdown 1. Oh. I don't think that people wanted to play that Halo 2
mode. Oh, but actually, I'm sorry. it would set the world on fire in a multiplayer server, because that's still supposed to have destructible environments.
Yeah,
but
that would be lit.
Yeah, the single player campaign will not. And I think there was some confusion made, because I think fans thought that the single player campaign was going to have destructible environments as well.
I mean, you can't put Terry Crews in your trailer and then not expect everything to explode.
You have a good point.
So, but here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
You already have Scalebound, which was supposed to be this huge Xbox.
That's not happening anymore.
And then you have Crackdown, where now we get this negative press. It's
right.
not taking advantage of the Xbox One X.
Right.
What do you think now? The Xbox One X, in theory, is supposed to be Microsoft's, like, attempt to Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be his attempt to reinvent itself and put itself back out there
yeah.
and, as a new console. So what do you think is going... Like, what do you think this is going to mean? Like, it's... They,
it means
they
exactly
just,
what you think it's going to mean. The Xbox One X is not going to sell.
Well, like, Microsoft himself has come out and said, we do not expect the Xbox One X to sell. We
yeah.
We sell one more One S's than One X's.
So what's the whole point?
Well, that was my big
exactly.
thing when we revealed why I had a problem with it. It's unlegit. I know, Marcus. It's unlegit. No, that's my big problem. They revealed it. Like, this should have been a brand new console. This was a half step. And it's the same half step that Sony made, except they are putting way too much muscle
yeah.
behind it.
Yeah.
Sony's like, we did the thing when it was really small press conference that people built up to be something bigger than it actually
right.
was.
Right.
In actuality, they're selling their consoles. They treat their PlayStation Pro as just another PlayStation 4. So, like, their number, they're still getting those gangbuster PlayStation numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're doing well with the Pro, and it's a boutique item for hardcore PlayStation fans.
Yeah.
That's the same thing the One X is, except... Everything, all the hullabaloo that went into the One X would be like, it's the next generation.
Yeah.
You are now witnessing the most powerful console in existence.
Well, and then you have nothing really to show
right.
at all, except for Anthem, which is a game I still call bullshit on it going to look that good.
Right. So,
got your dumb ass.
Where I stand with this, I feel like both Microsoft and Sony messed up with this whole Pro thing.
Yeah, they did.
That should have never happened. The fact that.
The console should have been modular from the beginning.
I disagree with that.
Mm.
Where I stand is they should have kept the whole current generation, next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they're
not
trying
this mid generation.
Right,
stuff.
they're trying to mimic the iPhone system that they have.
Right,
play, but like it doesn't work like that. And
yeah,
we are seeing proof of it not working like that.
I think the decision was made more because they decided to opt into a PC architecture and stop deciding to do a more console derivative architecture.
Right, right. Yeah.
So it got to a point where, like, unless Sony's fine, have a lot of really great first party games and they're going to see on PC, but like but when third party stuff that's going to be on PC, shows up in your console, and like a month or two later, the guys who are having 4K bit them in the ass.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone believed that 4K were going to be such a big thing
yeah.
that it was. And they needed to respond to that. And
yeah.
and a half step, that's why I think that's why the Pro makes more sense
right,
than
right.
the 1X, because it's like, we built this entirely for 4K, not to push the envelope or anything.
Right.
The 1X is like, they came out and said, we're trying to push every envelope, but it's not a new console.
Yeah.
So here's what I'll say in closing.
The $500 envelope.
about this Crackdown thing, I can't wait for the post article that's going to be written about this, kind of like Mass Effect, where we find out like what really went down
yeah,
with this.
Because yeah.
they've been talking about this for like
yeah, because this
years.
Is definitely going to be a story.
Yeah, and
clearly,
I can't wait.
Clearly, like the way the game looks right now, there is, at least in my opinion, there is nothing amazing with what I saw in that gameplay.
Mm.
It just looked like a normal game.
It I think I read an article which describes it looks like someone took I have the article right now. Give me a second. Oh, it says it's someone who took a look at Saints Row and Infamous,
mm-hmm.
put them in the same game, but then
right.
put them in the worst art assets from Borderlands.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that's
Ooh.
Way too critical, but just looking
Ooh,
at it doesn't look like they've taken a giant leap forward with the graphics. And like cell shading is always going to be an interesting art decision.
Right.
But when it's done well, it's perfect.
Exactly.
Like
my example is Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Right.
Because that is
cell shaded
done very, very well.
Yeah.
And like looking at the just uninspired visuals of Crackdown, it's like, you guys need a new art director or something, because this is not good.
Speaking of cell shading, remember Cell Damage? What a game.
There goes Marcus.
Why is he all that's it for news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Marcus. We don't have a culture topic this week,
but
we will be doing something. You know, we're still trying to spice things up here at Press X to start a little bit. You know, we're 20 years old at this point. Oh, well, sorry, 20 episodes old at this point. So,
we're
newly legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I roll today.
Turn it. But,
turn it.
We're going to play a little game.
Hello. I'd like to play a game.
So,
DJ?
We are going to play a game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This game is called Who Am I? Who Am I is a game where...
Not the Jackie Chan movie.
No. Jackie Chan
I forgot about that movie, yo.
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah, that's one of his more under-the-radar Jackie Chan.
You never heard of Jackie Chan on a cliff screaming, Who Am I?
Nah. Yep.
That's our theme song, by the way. All right, so Who Am I works as I will be a character no one knows, and I will give you 8 clues.
Okay.
And you will figure out who am I.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to play?
Okay, well, first, we need to do ground rules in regards to what the fuck. What characters you can pick. Like,
Okay. Because
you're going to get into a problem where I can easily just talk about an RPG and no one ever bought it.
Exactly. So, I want to manage
you
this because I want to make sure that it is a fair and even playing field with you guys playing.
Okay.
Because Avery is a little more experienced in games than all of us combined.
Yeah.
So I'm picking pretty generic characters.
Okay.
Not pretty general characters.
Okay.
So like
Commander Shepard.
Or like Master Chief or like.
Okay.
I keep going to SpongeBob SquarePants and I don't know why.
What?
Because you had a really great GameCube.
Don't know why.
It wasn't great. I just played on GameCube.
Anyways.
And from the line of questioning, it will go from hard. And then it will get easier as
we get down
the wire. And then if you get to, like, the 8th question, it's really easy.
What are we doing for points?
So, points is going to work.
This shit sounds like it's going to be a fail already.
Maybe if you pay attention, it would be a fail.
That's true.
So, the point system is I'm going to give 8 clues. Whoever gets it on the number clue, you will get... The number of points.
Okay,
right?
That's very
easy. So, for example, Marcus, if you get it on the second clue, you get 6 points.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, good.
Right. And Cam, if you happen to pay attention, you might get a point.
Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, over here. Cruising Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, I'm snitching.
Look, we're honeys in D.C.
All right.
Oh, no. Single honeys in D.C. Looking for Cam.
No.
Oh, Cam.
The look on his he is so mortified.
Look forward to Kim's Lemonade album.
I don't care.
Sorry. Nigga, nah.
Alright. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah, all the laughs out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Let's begin.
Okay.
Who am I?
Jackie Chan.
I was in a war a long time ago.
Oh, do we get one guess per...
Yes.
Okay. I was in a war a long time ago. I'm just going to come out and say Master Chief. That's my first guess, okay?
Oh, damn. That was one, too.
And you can pass, too. That's not...
Well, make sure I speak up.
Yeah. You can pass, too.
Okay. A war a long time ago? Somebody from Dynasty Warriors?
You need to be sick.
Exactly. That's
okay,
a lot of people in Dynasty World.
The way I want this to work is you guys don't have to take turns.
No. Yep.
You guys don't have to take turns. If you know it, like, say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you can get your points.
Soldier 76.
No.
Damn it.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Second clue. Who am I? I was tricked into killing my family.
Oh, Kratos.
Well, that's... so... Okay, I have to make it a little harder next time.
Does Amy have to lose himself in this game going forward?
Right. So the other clues were I wasn't always this pale.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag tatted life.
That's actually we should live with that one.
Yeah.
No, because then it. No.
I don't know how to whisper.
Okay.
Rage gives me power.
Okay.
The Hulk.
I have a deep hatred for Hades. That's
okay.
Pretty, and then I've killed gods in the name of revenge.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be developing this little.
Oh, that was the only one you had?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good.
With that being said, that was our podcast for today. Thanks for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment below. I promise there'll be more of these to come.
I'm so disappointed.
We would love to. Oh, you can blame Avery, all right?
They're just like, I got lockjaw. Leave me alone.
Looking up championship belts right now.
Yeah. If you like what you heard today, feel free to comment and subscribe or email us. You can email us at PressXToStartPodcast@gmail.com.
Do it.
If you want to submit a topic or a question, you know, feel free to reach out to us because we would really much appreciate it.
Do it.
If you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter, which is @PressXToStart. Oh. I'm sorry. @PressX2S. Not PressXToStart. You can like our Facebook page @PressXToStart. Or you can like our new Instagram page, not or, and you can like our new Instagram page @PressX2Start.
Smoke.
With that being said, we are all signing out.
We sure are, guys.
Yes, we are. Hey, I'm glad to see all y'all back.
Yeah.
I've been like
it's been
traveling. I was in Chicago last week, so that's why.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be back with y'all.
You going
to
be here next weekend?
Actually,
boy,
next Saturday is my birthday.
Oh hey, so you're gonna be here? You bring your
and then next round I'm going to the Kendrick concert.
Oh, I hate you.
And you know Travis Scott is opening, right?
I hate you so much.
Hey, can you just give your like stuff?
That was Cameron gloating on all these peasants.
Yeah.
My birthday is next week, so next podcast would be on my birthday, hypothetically.
Oh,
yeah.
I can be found at CWilly 722 PlayStation.
All right, there you go.
Is that Willy with a Y or IE?
Just an I.
Just an
I. Sounds even more pathetic when you actually made me.
Just an I.
And actually, would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
I've been Marcus Ellison. It's been real.
Yeah.
Are we still putting like all of our information in like the description? Or
whatever, Kid Prodigy.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? At least you remembered.
That is true. It's actually easier to remember than see Willie.
Exactly.
Sure is. With the Kai 07, it's Aiden Williams, Charmed, I'm sure.
And this
when did that become a thing?
Watch Oh Hello on Netflix.
Okay.
And I am DJ/Donald at Astro.Ice. I'm sorry, Astro-Ice, not dot dash. And it's been a wonderful time with you guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Peace.
Peace.